Hi, Emma.
Emma, hello. We are now going to begin our library trustees meeting.
Great.
And on the agenda, the first item is, do we accept the minutes from the November meeting? And yes, thank you, Megan, for
Yeah, thank you.
Of course.
Jumping in with that.
Yeah. I would move that we do accept the minutes.
As they stand.
Yeah.
Grace. And all those in favor?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
All
Am I
right.
allowed to vote on approving the minutes that I
Yes,
sent?
you are. You are.
Totally. Thank you.
I'm the only
And
one. Can I just say, is there an email group that maybe I'm not on yet that's were the minutes sent out? Oh, you sent them out, but it was a while ago, wasn't it?
yeah, it's like the
Okay.
day
That's
within
it.
2 days of the meeting. I have to send
Thank
them out.
you. Okay, thanks.
Okay, now we're on to the librarian's report. Amber?
Okay, great. Thank you. Did anyone, I guess I'll just start with, were there any questions about anything?
Yeah, looks good.
It's
I think it's it just continues to be so exciting, all of these members of people and new people that are happening. So
Yeah, thank you. It's been really fun. November is like this fewer days open month because of holidays and so forth. So I'm used to being like, we had so much more, but it was a very normal amount of doing. And with the budget that John will talk about, we've paid our two annual bills of their Catamount Library Network, which is an annual invoice, Green Mountain Library Consortium invoice, and that's an annual one. So those won't come up again. So we'll kind of, when I look at it, it's a bit higher percentage of use, but these other bills, like they'll never be paid again until next year. So most of it now is paying out for book expenses in the books and services line. I don't think I said in the books and services line, just I did have a couple things I was looking for help with at the bottom of my report. I don't know if anyone saw those. I was hoping that maybe Megan and Deb would help put the Halloween decorations away. They're like nearly put away.
I
I know.
totally forgot you asked me to do that a couple weeks ago.
That's funny. Hey.
And I've been seeing this little guy over here, and
I
I'm
know
like,
there's a bat
wow,
hanging up.
a reminder that I need to put those away. Thank you for the reminder.
I just thought it would be nice, and Laura says I use the word tidy a lot, so I'm going to use it again. Tidy for the people that got them out to put them back in, because I
Yes.
remember where they were.
Of course.
I don't, also don't know if anyone regularly goes to Brown and Roberts. If they find themselves there, it could pick up a filter that we need for the furnace.
No.
Have you ever done that?
I go to Brown and Roberts from time to time, not
From time to
regularly,
time. My
but
husband
I
goes
could.
weekly, probably. I
Okay.
could. But I will also be out of town until January 2nd.
Right. Okay.
I could make an effort to do that. So.
Okay. Pretty easy. You just have to give them the library phone number and it can be put on account.
Okay.
So there's no need to have
Okay. Do they
anything.
have also then the record of which one we
I could take a I could write, I could
Take another
write.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Cool.
run into myself.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I
Wait.
figured that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
And
you could
then
write it in and keep putting tax returns.
oh,
Yeah.
yes.
Okay. Oh,
Sorry,
sorry.
bye.
That's the thought. Thank
I'll
you.
do
That's really helpful. With the library being open more hours, I'm finding some of the tasks that Kathy used to do going to town to be more challenging,
it.
because she had,
More hours to do that.
yeah.
Yeah.
And this is, I hear Kathy in my head saying, "Are you sure you want to be open at this?" That's fair. Then there's the sand buckets that are downstairs. Do you know? Does it? This is me just trying to gather information, but did the library or the trustees regularly fill those up from the town supply, or was that something that our shoveling sanding fairies did for us?
I
No idea.
don't know, so that's my
Okay.
assumption, is
Okay.
that it was a
They're not filled up
very
right now, which is why I'm asking.
You just didn't know the
Just like
highway
the town, the
department
highway
has.
department. These are
Or you
Oh,
just go on down? Well, not you, but
well, that's what you were asking one of
or
us to
somebody
do,
to
right?
go fill.
Yeah, does the highway, do you think that they would do that for the
Like maybe you could ask them because they will come and plow, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you can say, "Hey, when you're
That's
plowing,
about it.
can you
Well, I live literally 3 minutes away from the highway garage, so if you
Well,
email them and ask them if I can come bring them and fill them up there or something.
it's not the garage where the sand pile is.
Oh, that's right.
It's the
It's
like
on
the
Guilford Hill.
old is it maybe where the old garage was?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on, you know where it is. And anyone could go actually if you don't know and fill up. It is
Yeah.
available.
I think
Not
it's.
like probably a
I think it
truckload.
is.
Is there limits?
No, I was going to say, I think it is mixed sand and salt,
Okay.
maybe. So something to be aware of.
Oh, I didn't realize.
I
Don't.
thought it was pure sand.
I thought
Maybe
so
it.
too.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay,
Well,
seems like
get
the
with the
highway
department.
department is who I should ask
Well,
though.
yeah, if you email them, if they want us to pick it up, just let me know. The house will be nice and bring a bucket. Okay.
Yeah, I think if this is me just make trying to fill in the gaps of not knowing how things happen, so I can ask for them to happen when they need to, and this is probably only happens once a year. Yeah.
Who
Or just
does the sanding and shoveling? Is that
the
you?
yeah, the town does the plowing, and I think sometimes other like MT3 folks, I've witnessed them helping. but I think it's mostly the town folks that do it.
And the shoveling of the walk.
I think so, yeah, the town. Or if they have, yeah, this is all holes that I have because since the library doesn't open at 10, I almost never see it in progress.
Yeah.
I can't
But
like
it's done. Someone does it.
someone does it and it's wonder and they do a great job.
Pretty sure it's a town.
Yeah,
But they
they
do, I think
definitely
they
plow.
sometimes do contract out if they are extra busy.
Yeah. Okay. They're these funny things to figure out. And then the last one, I was wondering if anyone is tall and wants to. This is too much. I can't just be like, John, could you replace the light bulb in the front of the library sometime?
Yes,
Okay, thank you.
love to.
I don't know why it's so hard to ask directly. I
I've been
bought a
replacing
vision.
light bulbs here for years.
Cool. Well,
Talk
we
to you
are
about
following the energy audit recommendations and now just have LED lights that we are replacing with. Okay, cool. Those are my requests for help. Yes, thanks.
so. You, the co-chair's report, and I was away, so I didn't have the meeting with you. Laura did, but Laura's away tonight.
Oh,
But she seemed to think that it's whatever you had said in the report was covering what you and she talked about.
yeah, that seems accurate.
Okay.
Yeah.
And should we talk about the policy that we're trying to, the library policy?
Sure, I wrote that in my report too, but we can say it out loud. Judith and I are working on a building use policy. Which is pretty typical for a library building, and we don't really have one, so we've been working on it, and then we'll bring it to the full board for approval. I don't know if you want to say we've been looking at other library examples, and then also trying to think about how it fits in our specific library.
That's it. Sounds great.
When you say building use, do you mean like if someone wanted to use the library for
Yeah.
event or something?
Yeah, if someone wanted to use it for a meeting or an event or and it also somewhat covers, is this true? Well, yeah, it's mostly for non-library sponsored building use is the main point of it. Like what would be allowed and what would be the process for getting access.
If it would be at all helpful, at Guilford School, we have a form that you fill out, and I'm
Yeah.
very happy to just share that form.
That would be great.
Like if you're the person who wants to use the building.
So we talked about this and we figured that with the trustees, we would work on the policy together and then that the library staff or me would work on a form to use so that the form wouldn't be part of the policy, right? Yeah. So I would still love the form. Judith, do you think that we can have that to share for the January meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
We may have to do it by email.
Yeah, that's okay. Great.
Good. So, treasurer's report?
Yay.
I want to add a little bit at the end. Oh.
Okay. So for the monthly report, you all got the profit. It's called a profit and loss report, which is funny terminology, but that's what it's called. And so you can see that I would say once again we're on track. We're just humming right along. I didn't think it was anything even out of the ordinary to highlight. And we're approaching 50%, about halfway through the fiscal year. So when you're looking at things, you can keep that in mind. But like Amber said earlier, the spending expenses are not totally are not consistently spread throughout the year, so there's ebb and flow to that as you look at it. But and for the books and services line that gets paid by the town, same thing, everything is on track. And it's a little above 50%, I think mostly due to those things that Amber mentioned, but those big one-time expenses were big. So
Sure, right.
That the invoices were paid in the report, or is that like, who cares?
I think basically you can say that we are
Who
on
cares?
track with our budget.
Yeah.
And if there are really special things that I talk about, you might add them in if you, but basically that we're on track is the important part.
Can I say one thing about the budget?
Yes.
So I said a couple months ago that Baker and Taylor, our regular book supplier, was closing.
Yeah.
And I have signed up for a new book supplier from Ingram, but they have like hundreds of libraries around the country that are signing up with them after Baker. I mean, Baker and Taylor is huge. So they're having a delay of like several months in getting books to people. So I have decided to wait until people are experiencing like regular flow with them and they've been able to onboard everyone and continuing to buy a bit more from everyone's books than I would normally. And I feel like the trade-off is that we have new books and that's great. And so it's maybe a little bit more expensive for some of the titles, but I think it would have been really sad to go into the holidays with like zero new books to share with people. And I think that's possibly where we would have been, or seen other libraries like canceling and then trying anyway. So it's a bit of a mess, but I feel like we're in pretty good shape dealing with it.
And we're supporting the local bookstore.
And that's good.
Yeah.
Good. Should I put that as part of your librarian's report?
You could add it, you know, just Amber's still buying from everyone's books while we, I think in the end it will be eventually,
Intermittently.
just much big, larger purchases than I was previously.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, does anybody have any questions about the monthly financial report?
No, sir.
None. So then the other part of my updates have to do with the finance committee and the working with the town, and that we continue to work with the town on setting up a library fund within the town accounts. And we don't have a timeline on it. It's right now budget season, and so the treasurer's office is very busy with other work. So we'll see if this gets fit in there, or if it'll be a new year. Probably it'll be a new year
Yeah.
then.
New year 2020, June
New,
2026.
no, cal new calendar year. New
Oh, new
calendar year.
calendar.
Yeah. So hopefully it'll be done sometime in later winter to early spring.
Chipping away.
But hopefully on a sooner side. I'm really hoping that we could make it happen by in January. But I don't know. We'll just see. It's a process with a lot of different people involved in getting everything reviewed by the town. The auditing service that the town uses to make sure it's all done properly. So that's still in progress. And we had a finance committee is also working on looking at policies, and we're, I think, closing in on having a gift policy that we can bring to the full board, which may or may not be next month,
Yeah,
but
I've
we'll
done
see.
it along, and I
Yeah.
don't really think back
So,
like how to do so.
yeah. So we'll see. I would say in the next month or two, let's say.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're just swamped or something.
And we have a gift policy currently, but this is just updating it, and hasn't been
And it's
updated,
adding some
adding
aspect.
some stuff to it, so,
Yeah.
but nothing sort of.
We looked at other library gift policies and like create a Frankensteinian monster and then we went through things after that event and I think it's good. But we're just waiting for the county to take a look at it and make sure that they don't want to have like the town attorney just peek at it. We just want to make sure that we cross all the T's and dot the I's. So
Thank you for doing that work.
Yeah.
Josh does it too, right?
And Josh, yeah.
Thank you.
And
So, update on the annual appeal. So far, we've received 25 donations. And what was our budget amount that we wanted?
believe it was 7,600,
Okay,
maybe.
so we're at 4,980 right now, but that's in part due to some larger donations. So, I think subsequent to this, it won't be as exciting.
Right.
Yeah. What I've done is Amber made up these very nice cards to insert. So you'll get an email from me saying you have gift cards to send out. It'll be addressed and stamped. Inside will be one of our really lovely cards. And then all you'll need to do is write the date and the amount on the insert and mail that. And if you choose, inside the card, you could write thank you for your ongoing generosity, whatever. I also sticky noted the amount so that it should be fairly
Right.
easy for everyone. So, those of you on Zoom, you just happen not to have any donation cards tonight, so you're off the hook. So, hopefully, it'll be pretty straightforward for everybody.
Cool.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for doing
So
that.
well organized. Thank you so much.
It took one. I'm so glad that we're taking this off of Amber's shoulders because
Yes.
the amount of time it takes Just do these.
Yeah.
That's time that they take away from Amber doing real work. So,
Cool. That's
yeah.
great.
So,
Jeanette, did you have a chance to ask if there were anyone, if was anyone that didn't get all of their letters?
oh,
And
yeah, did we get to the bottom of that?
are there extra letters that weren't picked up?
Once I dropped them off here, that was, I just hope that they all got picked up because I was.
Everybody get their letters. There was, I
There was an
think there
email.
was an
Oh.
envelope of extra letters.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Yes, I wasn't thinking about what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that I had all the envelopes in one envelope, in one manila envelope, and all the letters in another manila envelope. I must have dropped off an extra one by accident.
Okay.
I don't know. I assume people would have by now figured out
Yeah, nobody
that they
claimed.
didn't have the letters to insert in the
Okay.
envelope.
Also,
Oh, you don't have certain people that haven't gotten
The
their letter yet.
envelopes that had the just the letters in them didn't have
They were
names.
blank. Okay.
Yeah. But it seems like we're
Good.
Is this conversation make sense to you on Zoom?
No.
Yeah,
Well,
but so
that's
you got
probably
your letters.
your
Yeah.
annual appeal letters have all
So
been sent out. You got your envelopes
there was just some mystery
and you
letters
put the
left.
appeal. That was my probably miscounting something, even though I
Well, it's always good to have a few extra in
There
case
you
you
go.
mess up.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Are you
And I believe
complete?
that concludes
All right,
Jennifer's
John.
report.
So, in terms of the friends of the library, does anybody know?
I could update. I could have been, the finance committee did meet with the friends as part of our ongoing efforts to just create nice good communication and work out our financial flow and relationship with them. But they are, and so we're just continuing to work on it, and they are working on their organization efforts that they've been doing, and it's just in progress. So think that's the update from them. They don't have any special projects going on other than that. They're trying to get themselves really well organized, and then they will do a membership drive and then start doing more fundraising. So
Great. Now, old business.
Can
What
we
makes it old? That we should have gotten to it earlier?
know that we introduced it the last time as new business?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
that's
think,
excellent then.
okay.
So we're looking at the trustee calendar, which I just can't.
You don't have it? Okay. We
I mean,
could.
I have the old one, but we're making revisions.
I'm pretty sure I sent it to everyone. It looked like this without writing on it.
But how do you know?
Does that look familiar?
It doesn't, but I've seen in outer space for a while.
That's okay.
I'm going to be honest, I've never seen that in my life.
Yeah,
But I did when we were trying to put it together. You were right.
right.
Okay.
Well, it would be nice to, if not at this meeting, we could at the beginning in the January meeting just go over this calendar that has each month and then just a few things for tasks each month. So we could do it now, or if people don't feel ready, we could do it at the beginning of January too.
Did we have homework to do that we were supposed to have done?
Yeah, and maybe I
I
wouldn't
really
let.
totally
So.
also missed this.
Yeah.
That's okay. That could just be organizational. How about I send it out again? And the homework is to look at it and see if you see anything missing and
Okay.
come ready to discuss it and I guess agree upon the schedule as a group. Isn't that what you usually would do?
Yeah.
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 And Usually, actually, we just went along with whatever the calendar was. So it's really good. It's refreshing to
Oh, okay, cool.
go through this. But then would it be called ancient business?
I don't think Robert's
Next
Rules.
month.
I don't think Robert's Rules has an ancient business category, but I think it just stays in old. No further
Do you think
classification.
it is something we could, or do we have much else on the agenda?
No strategic plan.
Yeah. And we also need to also go through the meeting dates, but that's no big deal,
Yeah, I
right?
have the dates here in
But
my
do we, maybe if we, maybe let's do the other things on the agenda and
first.
then if we still have time, maybe we could do it together as a group if we
Yeah.
think that would still work.
Sure.
Okay. So we're going to jump to new business.
Oh, I feel refreshed now.
Yeah. Wait, did we do the other old business of
Oh, we
the
didn't do,
meeting
but I
schedule?
thought he was saying we should go through it
Both of
later.
them. Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
I think it would
Okay.
be simple. I mean,
Okay.
it's every third Monday, right? Unless
Yeah.
there's some.
Well, December 21st is the third Monday, so that would be the only question. Is, and that doesn't any major holidays or
Wait a second, you mean
religious
January?
calendar? No, just oh, next December.
Oh, okay.
Net the
21st.
third Monday in December of 2026 is the 21st.
Yeah.
Which, well, that's what she says. So I
That's
feel
true.
like, don't look at me like I know something.
I did send it proof. Okay, I did send it.
Right.
There are, so there are also the first 2 months of the year where the third Monday is a holiday.
Yes, we move in.
So the first the Jan, do we want to do you just want to go through it? Do you guys are you all on Zoom okay to go through these? I think it's good for people to have the date well in
I
advance.
agree. I took this home. I put them all on my calendar immediately. But if we
Oh,
change them, we'll change them right
sorry.
now.
Okay. Pressure. So the is it okay if I just go through them? The, in January, it would be the 26th because the third Monday is MLK Day.
Right.
And we did that last year too, so I thought it'd be good. February 16th is also a holiday. It's President's Day,
And my
although,
birthday.
oh, well,
Oh,
we should definitely, it's not a town holiday, but I know it is a lot of other people have it as
yeah.
a holiday.
It should be a holiday for Judith.
So,
Town holiday. Thanks.
then we can't bring a birthday cake under either.
Oh.
The
What do
following week is school vacation week.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
Any
I remember
different.
this last time.
So we would, so for that one, we probably don't want to go to the fourth one because it's school
School vacation.
vacation.
What
Yeah,
we
there's a
skipped
thought.
already school vacation from the weekend before, right?
No, it's just a Monday holiday and then then 4 days of school and then the next week is
Oh,
no
because
school.
usually it's that.
I
Yeah.
know, but it's not that way this time.
It's ski week.
Is there an option to switch like to Tuesday? Or is this it's just Mondays just work better?
Should we just meet on a holiday slash Judith's birthday?
I think, probably Judith won't be there.
We'll see.
What about other
Maybe alone, and then
that
I
Monday
will.
works fine for me. The Monday the President's Day works fine for me.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Cake on February. Okay.
And then, great, that was good. I should write down Judith's birthday.
No, you shouldn't. Okay.
The 28th is February 28th is town meeting day
Oh, yeah.
next year because it is the
Seven.
Saturday before for Guilford because we voted to
Oh.
have it on Saturday, and the language is the Saturday before the Tuesday. A regular town meeting day. So I hope you all go, but we're not going to have a meeting, of course. But
Yeah.
I hope you will all attend.
And then the January meeting, we have to decide who's going to be speaking in February 28th.
Note
Do
that
I need to
down.
apply for the door in front of the town? Like,
No,
as an eight-year-old for you.
yeah, you
Yeah.
get known
Yeah.
here. Oh, well, that's
Yeah.
right. You're
That's going to be
new.
huge for me.
Right.
Speaker turn might be
It's
I'm going to be like, speak a commotion,
Yeah, I
please.
don't know. Yeah, we'll have to look and see who's.
Get on your feet.
Which would, I think, and also, yeah, Megan and Emma would
Yes.
be. Yeah.
So does that mean, just to talk through, that they both need to make sure that they are there in person because it's a vote on the floor?
They don't have
They don't have to.
no.
We would have somebody there to nominate them.
Do they need to accept?
And
No.
This is fun.
yeah, it's
That's
fascinating.
why
I have a funny story about that, but I
you
don't
can get
want to be
elected and
embarrassed.
not be in attendance.
Except
I'm not even
what?
going to be in the country, so.
Whoa.
I'll do it. I'll do my fastest
What?
story ever. When
She's not
I
going to be there. I'm listening.
got elected for the first time to the library board, I sat down at lunchtime at town meeting and I said hi to my neighbor who was sitting there and who I didn't know and met them. And this person's name was John Shaw. And
Oh no.
I was like, hi, I'm John Shaw. And he was like, I'm John Shaw. And then he was like, oh, were you elected library
Oh,
trustee?
he
And I said,
came.
yeah. And he said, ah, I was like, can they just elect you? And nobody even asked me. He was all
That's
worried he
okay.
had gotten elected.
That is so funny.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's totally amazing.
He doesn't live here anymore. I think he was just here that one year, but I mean, okay, sorry.
That's really
Well,
good.
he wouldn't have
Impressed.
been good on the board, that's for sure.
Right,
Yeah.
right.
He lucky for us, we have the meeting, our February meeting will be the week a
The week
week
before.
before
Yeah.
town meeting, so
Oh,
we can
right.
discuss what we will be presenting at town meeting
Yeah.
at that meeting. Yep.
Yeah, so usually what we do is we decide as a board who we want to nominate. Other people can nominate other people also if they want, but and then there's a vote. And we usually nominate, if there's more than one person, we nominate a slate of people that thing can get voted on. At one time, a list of however many people's terms are up. So that's how we would do it. And you don't have to be there.
Okay, but you will be informed as to the town's response. Yeah, someone's going to tell me.
Congratulations.
Wow. So is this, wait, are we in new business now? Yep.
We're still editing
No.
the calendars.
Yeah, we're talking about Oh,
dates.
right.
Somehow we took a digression.
Totally.
We're
We
not doing
got
calendar
yeah.
yet. We're doing dates.
Okay,
Okay,
so Mar
sorry.
March,
March. Out of order.
all the rest of them are just the regular third Monday. I don't know if we want to go through every month or
March
March
16th,
16th, April
April 20th.
20th, May 18th, June 15th, July 20th, August 17th, September 21st, October 19th, November 16th, and December 21st.
Yeah, that was the only one that the 21st is that too people can be trapped. Well, you don't know if they're trapped for the holidays or not. That just
Yeah, it's late.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm usually out maybe a couple of
So we could
move it back.
move it back earlier in the month.
Like to the 14th.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that
We can
makes
try
sense.
to do that. Sometimes we've actually eliminated, very rarely, we eliminate a certain month.
If we
Just skip it if it
But
ends
that's
up being too close to the one meeting before or whatever. Yeah.
so why don't we aim for the fifth Thursday?
14.
14, 20.
Great.
Okay. Can I go back to one thing? Sorry, just so two things. I'm doing the envelopes and seeing all the check amounts. I just want to reassure everyone that, as an ex-Catholic, I know all about maintaining confidentiality. So I won't say anything to anybody about amounts or who did it or didn't donate. So I just want to, and in that same vein, you'll notice that I'm giving the trustee your own name because I figured that way you're also maintaining the privacy of your donation. That's different from the way we've done it in past years, but one, I was being cheap and saving stamps,
That's
and
legit.
two, just protecting trustees' privacy. And if people think I should do it differently, I'll do it differently next year, but that was just part of my thinking.
Well, thank God they were raised Catholic.
No.
Okay. Thank you for doing all of that and
Yeah.
thinking that through.
Yeah, because I was just thinking that.
So sometimes a little indelicate.
Yeah. So I thought just let's just, so you'll get an envelope with your address on it
Yeah.
and you can write down your now for your tax records if need be.
Okay.
Great.
Cool. Okay, now we're on to new
Thank you.
business. Woohoo! Strategic plan. Plan, work, plan. That's a little redundant.
In
You have
that,
it
what does it
said
say?
strategic plan, work, plan.
Strategic plan work slash planning. I think that this was added in an effort to say that the strategic plan of the trustees is ending. It goes until 2026.
Yeah.
And this wasn't to a moment to create a new strategic plan. It was a moment to plan when you all would
Oh,
create
that's where
a
the
new
planning comes.
strategic plan.
Okay.
Because presumably that takes, well, we were doing quite well, but
Yeah.
presumably it takes a little time and maybe people want to think about it before they have that kind of meeting.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Good.
I
I don't know
think
what
in the
this means.
past
No idea.
we had even a special meeting
Yes, we had a separate meeting.
so that we could have our regular monthly meeting to do our regular business and then dedicate a full meeting just to strategic planning.
Could someone tell Megan what a strategic plan is?
Hypothetically, I said one word, wondering
Sure, yeah.
or confused.
I think for us, we have, I think it's 5 years. We look at 5 years into the future and say, what do we hope? Where do we hope we're going to be
Totally.
in 5 years? And then we
You break it down.
identify the different aspects, projects, or things that we need changing. And then we
Yep.
break it down into the years and say, by year one, we hope to achieve this. And by year three, we hope to do this. And it gives us something to refer to each year to see if we're progressing in that direction
Would
or not.
each of us make one of these?
No,
No,
I
we do
think
it
a
together.
group
Yeah.
project.
But we're all elected at different times.
Now this is
Communal.
strength. This is saying for the library, this 5 year period for the library, we are hoping to achieve this. So whoever's on the board during that time will, and you might not be on the board to see the end of it or
Yeah.
whatever.
But hey, you're lost. Yeah.
Yeah. Amber devised up her report. You know, those we leave her report, her
Yeah.
heading. She actually,
Yes.
those headings are the five key areas
Yeah.
of our strategic plan. Cool.
Right. So that's our current strategic plan. And it's expiring.
It is. And I can send out, if it's helpful, a link for everyone to see
Our current.
our current plan, the trustees' current plan, and then it also has several subheadings as part of it that are not in my report in case people want to see that. But I don't know what your usual practice was, but sometimes organizations will look at their previous plan and be like, how did it go? And then also do a future looking one. So
Yeah.
Laura said that sometimes you would identify specific meetings where you're going to have a brief agenda and then could devote the rest of the meeting to strategic planning or sometimes having a special meeting. So
Yeah.
if people wanted to pick when, then we could all refresh ourselves on what the plan was and what we wanted to do.
Yeah, I seem to recall that we in the past would do it in the summertime. That seemed like a time that
And we did it outside
when we sat, yeah, we
with the
sat
zoning
outside.
burning.
And it seemed like a time that we were genuinely didn't have all of, it would be like after town meeting
Right. Yep.
and well before the fair
Right.
and budget time and whatever.
Yeah.
But maybe we could shift to talking about the calendar and then put it on the calendar while we talk about that.
Oh.
Would that
Sure.
And then I had sent out an email about the window shades, and Laura said, oh, we could put that in the strategic plan for this session. So
So we should remember that.
Okay.
yeah, we should.
But we need to make a decision soon.
About the shades?
Yeah, don't we?
Well, the
Did you have a conversation last meeting? Because I wasn't here.
no. Do you want me to talk about, so you want to go look at the calendar now and we can come back to the shades conversation? What would your preference be? I don't have a preference.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Since we're like
right, I think
right,
we
we
still.
go grab info.
Can I just ask, just to be clear, the strategic plan like it expires in January?
It says 2026, so I don't think it expires in January.
I think it goes through the year 2026, so we
Okay.
actually till January of the following year.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's nice that thinking about it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I th
And I like John's idea of like summer seems like a time a nice time to dive in a little bit for me anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea too.
We did that a couple of times, I think.
Yeah. It has a benefit also of since we have a couple of new trustees, it would give you time to acclimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you would be able to
Yep, that's smart.
contribute that much
Yeah.
better.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So as I said in my email, Amber has lived in the building for over a year now, so is aware of some of the challenges, particularly the way the sun slants in and how that affects being able to use the computers or heating up the room in the summertime. And I realized too, the windows in the bathroom are very poorly placed in terms of maintaining the privacy of the person in the bathroom.
Totally kidding.
Yeah. So, Friends of the Sun is a local company. They had done the blinds at the upstairs of the BBCC. So I did contact them. They no longer do the Hunter Douglas, but they put me in contact with their Hunter Douglas distributor. What I've since learned is that Hunter Douglas is, the most expensive way to go. They come out and do the measuring, they come out and do the installation, 5-year warranty. They are considered some of the best on the market, but that comes with a price, and I sent you guys the price. So I did look at some options for an online company. And of course, the 5-year warranty, the price point could be anywhere from half of what Hunter Douglas quoted to almost the same. I'd have to get samples from the company and look at the different price points. So there are less expensive ways to go. Be mindful that if we buy it online, it's up to us to measure it, it's up to us to install it.
Have you checked out Chesterfield Fabrics? Because they also do shades, as far as I know, and we'll do the measurement.
So there, I can see who they're, but Chesterfield
Fabrics?
Fabrics.
Isn't that what it's called? You mean very old
Yeah,
fabric
I've been
store.
there. Yeah.
But
I
they do
can.
have somebody that
Is
comes
it
out
called
there.
New England Fabrics?
Yes.
And Decorating Center.
Can you see what their vendor, like for Hunter Douglas or for Levador?
Let me see.
Because they're probably a vendor for some.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So it's not like they're manufacturing themselves. They're probably a licensed
But they
dealer.
would come in and measure.
Yeah, well, the Hunter Douglas person already came and measured. That's how I got the quote.
Does
So,
it say they do window treatments? But I don't see anything on their website specifically about. Wait, hold on.
shades and
Would it be
stuff.
window treatments or window blinds?
No blinds.
Got it.
So I was a little confused. There's no sunshine that comes in from this side, from the north side. So we wouldn't really need them there, correct?
Yeah,
Or maybe
Hunter
not
Douglas,
as elaborate.
Alta,
Yeah.
Lafayette, and Graybar.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of for everyone to, when we had the window quilts previously, it was for all of the windows.
And that was for the heat.
Carbon furnace, right?
It was for the heat, but we were also using them for the sun. They had a dual
dual purpose. But you're right,
That's four windows that we could save on.
And I'll just, these are light filtering. So like I was at a getting my blood drawn today, and you can actually look out and see somebody, but they're kind of vague. But from the outside, you can't see in. So particularly for the bathroom, I think that would be nice.
Well, yeah.
So I'm happy to do some more research and contact
New England Fabrics.
the fabric store, because it sounds like they're vendors for more than just Hunter Douglas.
Yes.
So I mean, I just go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I had another thought on it that I don't know if it's exactly relevant, but do we, and this might be part of the strategic plan or whatever, but is replacing the windows at all in our plans in the future? And I know we had hoped to avoid doing that because they're beautiful historic windows that.
They're actually not historic. They're not the
Oh,
original
they're not.
windows. They're not the original.
So that, and I guess I wondered if replacing the windows would change what the blinds would be, and if we wanted to make that decision first so that we don't spend a bunch of money on the blinds and
Yeah.
the.
Do they need to be replaced?
Think it was just part of the recommendations when we got the energy audit done that
Yeah.
it was like one of the major places. And so we ended up getting these
Window
window
inserts,
inserts, which helps a lot,
but they don't
but
solve the problem.
it's. Could potentially be better with new windows, but
So new windows would definitely improve energy efficiency and heat gain,
right.
but it wouldn't help with the privacy aspect.
Right, but it would potentially change, like maybe we wouldn't have these inserts, and so maybe that inside the window
Oh, could
versus
be inside.
outside.
Right.
Or there are windows that have the light blinds built into them, or whatever, which
Fancy.
I don't love
Well,
personally, but
you raise a good, I mean, raise the, if you're getting at the big picture, which is, we have funds in our building improvement fund that was in our mind earmarked for expansion, that probably won't be happening for a time. And if there's a, if we looked at a HUD grant, and that would not cover new windows. So if we were going to get new windows, it would probably be coming out of our building improvement fund. And I think that would be something for the trustees to maybe have a conversation about what's the intent of our building fund, and do we want to start to spend it? Because for new windows and a new front door and the on that door opener, we looked at the HUD grant. But the HUD grant's a minimum of 50,000. It wouldn't cover new windows. We might get it to cover a new, like a mini split.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. If we didn't have those window inserts, we could have an insert blind that would be a lot more attractive, I think.
I don't know. But then I feel like we're back to that sounds like strategic planning to me of making a, adding that to our conversation and make a building plan. And so maybe it's putting this off into our strategic plan time when we do that.
Well, I don't know that we need to wait for the full strategic plan process to at least look at the concept of building improvement. And I mean, building improvement's one of our buckets of our strategic plan. But I don't know if we need to have the strategic plan completely done before at least tackling that piece of it.
Right. Yeah, actually, that could be a way that we approach it rather than having one special meeting. We could break it into parts and put it in the lighter meetings that we have during the year.
I'll say from the person that was hoping for them, we're doing okay so far, and it would be. We, it's a good thing to have, but it's not preventing us
from working totally. Obviously, we're still working. So if it would be better to think strategically about it, that we could
If you
wait for
don't
me.
want, I mean, you can get one of those cheap vinyl
I
ones,
know.
but as a temporary fix, if you really felt like it was getting, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the sun that's the most disturbing, right?
Yeah.
We could also, if we were looking for a cheaper quick fix type interim situation, we could approach like the rec commission committee or commission, and they have like a fiber arts group out
Silver
there.
curtain,
Yeah, and just
blue
be like, oh, we have a project, would you like to take this on, like make some curtains for us.
Do they collaboratively work though? Isn't it bring your own project?
But
Okay.
maybe they would.
Maybe they
You know,
would. Yeah.
I
I
don't
mean,
know.
I
Sound
thought
like a
wishing
fun.
I'd make back curtains, but I
Sounds like a
won't
fun.
brag
It
about the
does sound
result.
fun rec project that could get possibly some community support. Yeah,
Maybe.
that's a cute idea.
but
It's like making a quilt together, right? Yeah.
Well,
Vinyl shades are very inexpensive online also.
yeah. I mean,
If
we could get a vinyl shade
doing
that's
something.
not gorgeous, but at least you could pull it down during the worst part of the day so that you can work at your desk.
Right.
You want to do that kind of as an interim?
Well, we have a funny interim out there anyway.
Yeah. Sheet.
A sheet or something hanging that we are able to use.
Does it help?
Yeah.
And that's like really the worst window.
Well, that's the work area. Yeah. And it's the hardest during the spring and summer months as far as it actually being really hot because the window dressers are not there anymore and they're single pane windows and the heat comes through. So that's really for us, when it's the most important to have something
Yeah.
in place.
Well, to John's point, new windows with a double pane can really reduce the heat transfer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
So maybe we should look at the calendar, put on the calendar a discussion about strategic plan, part C,
Yeah.
building improvement.
Right.
And kind of have a, I think I like John's idea of kind of chunking it a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, and try to do that earlier in the year if we can.
Because I think we'd want to jump on that pretty soon
Yeah.
because then the contractor, it could be months before we see him in town.
Right.
So, shall we tackle this in January? Is that unrealistic? This discussion
The discussion
about
about the
the
windows.
windows.
Yeah. We could try it.
That too
I
soon?
don't remember what else is what's on our normal January
Well, we have
meeting. Could we
the trusty calendar. It's the old office. It's
yeah,
ancient.
that's it.
We have a report to the select board on January 12th. Appeals, thank yous, and prepare for town meeting is what I have down for January.
That report, that would be before our meeting, not January meeting. So we need to, at this meeting, pick somebody for
Oh, yes.
that.
That's a really good point. Yeah, that's why I was hoping we would talk
Okay.
about it.
So, or.
That's the 5-minute report to the select board. And I talk for about 2.5, and the trustees could also, it's very brief. And you could be in person or Zoom from home, or you could be at the library with me.
Okay, is it?
It's a Monday. January 12th. I picked dates that I I'm trying to avoid summer dates for select board meetings because that's the time where we work extra in the library anyway.
Yeah, can't do that today.
I could do that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that one. I've been trying to avoid being the one person that goes to those meetings so that the select board and the town sees that the library has a whole bunch of people and not just one.
I've gone to a couple, but I can't speak.
Yeah.
Give me a few more months to get my feet under me.
Yeah, that
Yeah,
makes sense.
that's fine.
I'll do that one.
Okay.
And so I'll just talk with you about what memory highlight. Okay. I think that sounds like we could add the window discussion, right?
It's January.
Before,
Yeah,
right?
I'll do. I'll see if I can. Because there's two ways to go. There's window inserts where they pop out the existing window and put in a new window, which we did at my house. And there's some pros and cons to that versus putting a whole new window.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, so Anderson Window has this whole line of replacement windows. I come in, take out your window, and pop in a new one. It takes like half an hour per window. But you're limited. And then, like I said, there's plenty to replace them. So I guess I could go to La Valley because they carry full new windows and then talk to Anderson for the replacement.
I think that John just wanted to have the discussion and you
Yeah,
don't have to
okay.
come prepared. Do
Right.
I have that correct? I'm
Yeah,
I
it sounds
think
like a lot of.
that's
Well, just you like want to be ready with some.
yeah. Just like if we're going to discuss doing it, it'd be nice to have. And you can
Information.
imagine it's going to be $2,000 to $3,000 to $4,000 per window.
Sure.
Because they're big windows. And if you want to have the divide, the two, what's it, 2/2 that we have now,
The same one.
just that little strip of, something to make it look like it's 2/2 adds $200 or $300 to the cost per window.
I'm sure Laura would want to be here too for the
Yeah.
window discussion.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just,
Or if we talk
I
about
didn't know if you wanted
the
like
strategic
real
plan. But...
numbers to talk about or just like in ballpark saying, yeah, I can tell you it's going to be 4 to 5.
Right.
Don't.
I think if you are willing to check with the valleys and just get from them, even just having one set of ballpark numbers,
Yeah.
that could be a good help. But yeah, it sounds. I think we probably want to have the bigger zoom out discussion about or what we think about the plans for the building and
Yeah, I think it's important. And I like your option of asking the rec board, what was it?
oh yeah, the
Rec
rec
commission.
commission.
The rec commission? That's a fun
Yeah,
idea. We're like, guys, we just need some pretty window treatments, even temporarily for these windows. Come fine.
right.
Give me fun. Who would buy the pattern?
It's a good
What's the
question,
plan?
Jeanette. Good question. That's why you're on the finance committee.
Yeah.
You're hired.
Will they all
Yeah.
match?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of questions there, but.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, there's probably something that could. So the question is, they're not going to want to go out and buy fabric
Yeah.
right on. Yeah.
I will also say you've been the HUD grant does you can apply for building envelope, and that does include windows. But it's a really competitive
Yeah,
grant, and I
imagine
don't think we
that's failing.
should hinge any of our choices and strategic planning on getting that grant. It was disheartening to listen to the state librarian put in as many phrases as possible about how limited the grant was. She even said, like, don't dream big. And then immediately said, I'm sorry. Oh, it was really nuts.
Yeah.
But it would be something that we, if it was part of it, but that's due March 31st, a grant.
Yeah.
Yeah, still waiting to hear back from Erica about who their vendor was for the mini split. If I don't hear back, I might just get a the hub grant's a minimum 50,000. I don't know that mini splits here cost 50,000. So yeah.
Who's to say?
Yeah. I just want to get a quote from somebody, but
Yeah.
yeah.
To yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm going to town office tomorrow. I'll see if I can kind of sidearm Erica and just say, just give me a name.
They've been so busy, yeah.
So we're agreed that January we're going to address in from the context of strategic planning what how we want to improve the at least the windows
Well,
situation.
building
I
improvement,
think,
hopefully. Yeah.
So let's make sure we talk about the windows, but also maybe
The larger
the front door
optimum.
and the
And the threshold.
Yeah.
thresholds.
Yeah.
And that those definitely those accessibility things.
Yeah, that could definitely be part of the strategic plan, finally.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So that sounds good.
Good. January 26th.
Yeah.
All right.
Are we done? Ooh.
I think we are done, guys.
Wow,
Oh,
look at us.
we would you send us the calendar again, Amber, with our apologies? And we should all look at it
Yes.
seriously and figure out if we want any changes to it.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Great. So I move that we adjourn the meeting, even though Laura says we don't need to do that.
Yeah. I'll second.
So, there.
Great. Thank you. Josh, you did not say one word.
I
Put your.
did, but I was on mute and I was so embarrassed I just didn't repeat it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nobody
What did
noticed
you
anyway.
Oh,
When
no.
was it? An hour ago?
Oh, he said he loved us and other stuff like
Long
that.
time ago. It was a doofy joke and I don't want to repeat it.
Oh. It's a good thing you were muted because we don't
Yes, yes.
talk.
I shouldn't have even said anything.
Oh, shoot.
So embarrassing.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're here. And Emma, thank you so much for joining us.
You. All
right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye. All right, thanks,
Bye.
y'all.
Happy holidays.